Talk to veterans in the Boston area, and you'll hear how one local school stands out for its commitment to veterans. That school is Northeastern University, which is seen as a model for addressing the needs of veterans. WBUR's Fred Tice tells us why.
One reason is Andy McCarty. He's the director of Northeastern's Center for the Advancement of Veterans and Service Members. He says he gets veterans to rethink what they can do.
They think that because the military gave them a job, a very specific job, their military occupation skill, that that's somehow a vocation and the job that they have to hold for the rest of their lives.
After 27-year-old Max Spahn spent 4 years in the Marine Corps, including 9 months in Afghanistan, he enrolled at a community college in New Jersey. But then he decided he wanted to find a school in Boston.
Northeastern was the only one that stuck out to me for their veteran services and their benefits. They were the only school that I came across that I talked to that had They had a dedicated veteran service specialist. They had someone who was a vet that understood it.
Northeastern so impressed retired Army General David McKiernan, who once led U.S. forces in Afghanistan, that he developed a relationship with the university and does occasional pro bono work as an advisor.
I think it's probably as good a veteran support network and infrastructure as any school that I've come across in the United States.
I would agree. It's the absolute best place for veterans.
John McGinnis has joined other veterans near the Northeastern Veterans Memorial off Huntington Avenue for the inauguration of a new Veterans of Foreign Wars post, only the second on a college campus. McGinnis is a junior at Northeastern from Northborough and the president of the Student Veterans Association.
I wouldn't have made it through the first couple years if it weren't for the camaraderie I had and the support I had from my fellow student veterans when I first got here, because I came here straight out of the Army. I had been in Afghanistan 2 years prior to walking into my first classroom here. I had no idea what I was doing. And if I wasn't around other people that had been through the same struggles and could give me advice or tell me, no, just keep working at it, it'll be okay, I don't know what I would have done.
Northeastern offered another big draw to Max Spahn. It would cover all costs his GI Bill benefits did not cover.
Zero cost to me out of pocket is the biggest thing.
Spahn graduated last month.
And I'm still going to be able to graduate without a dime coming out of my pocket because of Northeastern.
That financial aid is why Michael Trudeau from Plymouth, a former president of the Northeastern Student Veterans Association, chose the school.
I chose Northeastern because I would come out debt-free. Northeastern is the best place for veterans in the city.
Northeastern is able to help veterans with financial aid thanks to the Veterans Administration's Yellow Ribbon Program. It covers college expenses beyond what the GI Bill covers. If a private university creates a veterans-only scholarship, the VA matches that scholarship dollar for dollar up to the full cost of tuition and fees. The VA reports that Northeastern contributes up to $25,000 a year per veteran in financial aid for 150 undergraduates on its Boston campus. Northeastern says financial aid for veterans comes from gifts to the university and from operating expenses. It says donors have generally been receptive to giving in support of veterans, and its commitment to veterans and service members continues to be important to the university. Northeastern's Andy McCarty says all too often veterans burn through all their GI Bill benefits without getting a degree.
It's alarmingly frequent is that they will attend on average seven institutions before they arrive at the institution that awards them that bachelor's degree.
McCarty says veterans attend for-profit colleges before turning to Northeastern. He says colleges have a moral responsibility to ensure veterans graduate. Once veterans do get to Northeastern, 82% of them graduate. By comparison, only slightly more than half of all veterans who use GI Bill benefits graduate from any course of study. Northeastern offers other amenities its veterans appreciate. Army veteran Brian Fontaine of Plymouth lost his lower legs when an improvised explosive device went off during his second tour in Iraq. He appreciates that Northeastern offers two spaces where veterans can meet.
We have a lot of unique individuals, veterans here going to school, but we also have seen and done things that 99% of the student population haven't. So, you know, we need a place to go where we can talk and joke around about stuff that we can't do elsewhere.
The veterans are typically several years older than other undergraduates, something that Max Spahn is very much aware of.
I'm 27, and I'm still in classes with 19-year-olds and stuff, so it's like a big brother role almost.
Despite the age difference, Spahn says he does not feel like he sticks out at Northeastern.
There's so many different other groups of students from different parts of the world, different walks of life. Everyone just melts together, and I haven't gotten any special treatment from students like, oh, you're a veteran. It's like the United States. It's a big melting pot. It's awesome.
Spahn now leads the Northeastern VFW post. Northeastern says it has a proud 100-year legacy of educating veterans and service members. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.